Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Here's a story that you've been hearing about over the last number of hours, and this is from Globe News. Accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died by apparent suicide in his Manhattan jail cell overnight. This according to the U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Prisons. Epstein was facing federal sex trafficking charges and was found 2 weeks ago in his New York City jail cell with injuries to his neck. The disgraced financier was found at 6:30 a.m. this morning. NBC News reports that he'd hanged himself in his cell. And according to a statement from the Federal Bureau of Prisons, after Epstein was discovered, quote, life-saving measures were initiated immediately by responding staff. Joining us on the program is Ross McLean, crime specialist, security expert in Toronto, former Toronto police officer. You'll find him on Twitter at Ross McLean, S-E-C, and that's M-C-L-E-A-N. Ross, are you surprised that that Epstein was able to take his own life after 2 weeks ago he was found to have tried to commit suicide, and this is a very high-profile prisoner?
Yeah, very high-profile prisoner, and I'm surprised that he's dead. How he came to be dead, I think, is something that is still yet to be determined. A lot of sort of conflicting information coming out about his incarceration and how he was treated in prison.
What are you hearing?
Well, everything from a couple of weeks ago, as you mentioned before, he was found in his cell with injuries to his throat. And the New York Post is reporting that the prisons never made it clear if that was from an assault or from an attempted suicide. So that's one thing that's a little bit strange. You know, the issue about him being on suicide watch, that's another interesting thing. There's very strict procedures about how you have to do that in New York prisons, and certainly you have to see a mental health professional, and they have to make an assessment, and then they put you on a suicide watch. At the highest level, someone is sitting in front of your cell and looking at you 24/7 and keeping a log. But what is apparent now is he wasn't on a suicide watch. The unit that he's being housed in, where he was found, it's called the special handling unit in the prison. And that's basically the hole. And procedures say if you're on suicide watch, you're specifically not supposed to be in that unit, Roy.
And he's not supposed to have anything close to him that he could use to commit suicide.
Yeah, most of these cells are designed so they're sort of suicide-proof, if you will. There's nothing you can hang yourself off of. They don't give you anything you can do that with. Everything is low to the floor. I mean, so there's those issues. You know, it's just a little bit strange. I mean, the good thing here is we're going to have at least three or four different units make investigations about this.
Right.
The Inspector General, the FBI, the Southern District of New York are going to be doing investigations. And it's normally in prisons, things are recorded pretty well about who's where, when, and why when they're in a unit. So, and they'll be interviewing people, so we'll find out what happened here.
There's a lot of speculation about Epstein as well because of the many significantly important people who he was associated with, people who rode on his jet, his personal Boeing 737, which was dubbed the Lolita Express, and supposedly he had an island somewhere in the Caribbean where sexual misconduct took place with teenage girls. And of course, I'm seeing emails from people saying, oh, I bet you he was, you know, they conveniently managed to kill him so that he couldn't implicate anybody of any significant stature. What do you make of that?
Well, there's certainly lots of fuel to fire conspiracies.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from when he was first got his supposed sweetheart deals many years ago, it was Bob Mueller running the FBI. And it was made mention that he was an asset to the FBI. People assumed doing some work for them when he got his sweetheart deal. All of the records were sealed. Some are becoming unsealed now. And my understanding was at the time they also sealed some videos. So they'd never see the light of day again. And there's rumors that those were reported blackmail videos that he made of people with the girls when they were there.
So, Ross, in the few seconds we have left, do you expect we'll ever get the whole truth on this one?
It's going to be a lot of digging. I think, like anything else, there's going to be a lot of digging needed on this one, Roy. So keep your eye on it.
All right. Thanks much for the time.
Thanks, Roy.
Ross McLean, crime specialist, security expert, former Toronto police officer Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. They found his body at 6:30 this morning in his prison cell in New York.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.